Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi Charles.
Hi Ames, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It feels like it's been a while.
It does, it really does. The past few episodes, we've been out and about, haven't we?
We have, we've had a trip to London, we've been busy bodies, speaking to different people.
I feel so official.
Are we famous yet?
I don't know.
We're still having selfies by ourselves, Ames, this is...
Yeah, we've not got a photographer yet, so somebody... Anyone want to be an intern for us?
Anyone want to take a picture of us for free? Maybe we'll give you some nice skincare.
Actually, please don't. I would literally be like, I'd hate that. Be one of those people who sit there whilst people take pictures and you're like,
We said this when we were in London because we were walking down all the nice streets, weren't we, when we did the episode with Indeed Labs and Demetra. And I was looking, I was like, God, these are the types of houses that are plastered over Instagram.
Yeah. And like people who are like, you know them kind of pictures where somebody's walking in front and the hand's behind and the camera's touching as if it's the other person's hand, like, hold me. If Callum ever took a picture of me like that,
first of all,
I'd finish him. Yeah. I'd literally be there in the picture like, what? Looking over my shoulder like a giant spud. What do you want?
I always thought, like, God, it must be so nice to have such nice pictures of you taken. And then there's been a few times, like, when I've been on holiday or whatever, been like, oh, can you just see if you can get, like, a nice picture of me walking down here? And then I'm like, my posture is horrific.
Literally, like, Quasimodo, like, boom,
boom, boom. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen to us anytime soon. We're not going to be floundering around Kensington having professional pictures.
No, I don't think we need that intern photographer.
I think I'd be a bit embarrassed.
But yeah, we're going a bit off topic now, aren't
we? Yeah, because today's episode is about your lips.
Yeah. The ones on your face.
Welcome to birthday skin.
Delete that.
If you've never listened before, you can expect plenty of that in the previous episodes and plenty more to come. Amy Wall.
I'm sorry. Goodbye to everybody who loved me.
So, shall we just quickly go through what our lovely listeners can expect in this episode?
Hit me.
So, we are going to go through what to avoid and what to look for in lip care because, as we all know, it's very confusing looking at the back of skincare packets and
especially
whatnot.
Lips. Like, all the products are really small. You literally need, like, a little microscope
or magnifying glass could be another one.
Yes.
So yeah, we're going to have a look into that. We're going to have a look into how the skin on your lips is actually different from the rest of your skin because obviously, duh. Mm-hmm. And then you've had lip fillers, Ames, so we can quickly run through that for people who maybe need a bit of advice or they're thinking about getting them done. And then just a few day-to-day hacks and recommendations.
Yeah.
How does that sound? Have I sold it to you?
Stop.
Okay, so let's do the confusing bit first, I think.
Okay.
We'll go for the sciencey bits. I promise I'm not going to bang on for ages.
Go on, Mum.
I'm back. I'm 62
here
today.
She is. SPF woman, lip care woman.
Well, that actually is a massive thing in this episode.
Yes.
I know we joke about it. How many times? I honestly think in 90% of our episodes so far, I've banged on about SPF.
Yeah. I wish we could, like, trademark that word so you would literally get a quid every time you said it. And then we'd get our photographer.
I'd literally do... And then we'd make an embarrassment of ourselves being spuds in Kensington. Is it Kensington?
Yes, Kensington.
Right, let's get to it. We're being annoying now. So, there's plenty of confusing words and things you can't pronounce and blah, 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 and you never really know what to avoid and what to look for.
Mm.
I'm going to make this as simple as possible.
Mm.
If you have really sensitive skin, the things that you need to avoid the most are menthol, which are like the things that make it minty and feel quite fresh and a bit... Maybe not quite that. But yeah, you need to avoid menthol because it's just a bit of an irritant. So it's not that it's bad for you. It's just that it's probably going to be really sore and just not really what you want.
No. I think you can kind of tell as well if something's really minty. and it stings a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good sign.
No. Well, I mean,
as nice as it is.
Yeah, especially if you've got like eczema or super, super sore lips, it's really not going to help.
Coming into the like winter months, as you will know, we banged on about lips in our winter is coming episode. I don't think with cracked lips in the winter, I would particularly want...
Yeah.
Mint slathered all over it.
And to be fair, like when I was a kid, you know, and it's really snowy or really cold, my mum always used to give me this thing that what had menthol in it, which I've only just realized, but I remember being like,
ah, it burns, mom.
You hate me. I heard it when like your lips are ready, you're like rubbing up to your nose and on your chin, and you're like, ugh.
Love winter.
Save me. Yeah, it's meant to be pretty, but not for me.
No, not for my face.
Another ingredient to avoid if you've got sensitive skin or sensitive lips is salicylic acid. Now, that is a product that I know is in Carmex, so avoid Carmex if you're sensitive. The product basically works to kind of try and resurface your lips, which, I mean, isn't that, ideal. Yeah, I'm going to go into
horrible.
That. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go into that in a little while, kind of how lip balms actually work, but for now, avoid salicylic acid. Avoid alcohols because, again, you should know that if you've got super sensitive skin. Just not ideal. And there's another thing called cinnamol, which is naturally found in cinnamon. Mm. But that should be avoided by most people anyway.
Yeah.
But if you're sensitive, then it's an absolute no-go. If you don't have sensitive skin or sensitive lips, you can have those products, but it's probably best if you just... avoid them.
Yeah.
Like, me saying avoid them probably isn't going to make any difference to you if you have them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go on to things that are good in lip balms and lip care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and firstly, I know there's a lot of controversial comments going flying around the internet. Whenever we do research, we sit down, don't we, and we ask the questions what we want to know if we tune into this episode. And I know that you had come across something that was talking about how Vaseline was really bad and petroleum jelly was really bad.
Yeah, I've heard that for a while because anyone who knows me will know that I literally do not go anywhere without
addict.
Lip balm. Like, I the worst feeling in the world, I think, is like dry hands and dry lips. I can't deal with it. And obviously Vaseline is quite cheap, isn't it? You get quite a lot in the tub.
Yeah.
And the geeky me likes having Vaseline because I like finishing the tub and using it for a pot for like travelling and stuff.
Yeah. Fair.
Amy's hack.
Hee.
But I've heard quite a lot of things that it doesn't actually hydrate your lips and it dries them out more. Meaning you'll use more products, rebuy more. So I feel like it's kind of like a marketing ad, maybe.
I've done the research and I can confirm that that is quite a common belief.
Mm.
And also it's quite a common belief that petroleum jelly is a carcinogenic, which means that it can cause cancer. Both are incorrect. So petroleum jelly you can get a lot of lip balms, whether they're super cheap or whether they're quite expensive, they have petroleum jelly in them. Now, Vaseline, it is the thing that you can create, they can make petrol with, and it can be quite dirty, blah, blah, blah. But Vaseline are super clean. They really refine their petroleum. So it's safe. It's not going to give you any cancer. There's been absolutely zero scientific studies into get people with cancer caused by Vaseline or petroleum jelly. It's just not a thing. So if you read those, it's probably by another lip care person who doesn't want you to use their Vaseline. They want them to use their products. They want you to use their product, yeah.
That's kind of reassuring because I own so much Vaseline.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, because I have so many different lip products, it's kind of my last one I go to. Like, if I can't find a good one, I'll go to that.
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't have that view on it anymore.
Yeah, and it's not bad for you. So you can use it, like it's super cheap. The only thing I have against it is it doesn't have SPF in it.
Yeah.
But we'll come on to that later.
Yeah.
So Vaseline is fine and it's really cheap. So if you can...
Primark, 99p.
Yeah, just go and get yourself a bit of Vaseline. It's going to be okay. And it can be used for different things as well. I've learned that it's good for burns if you burn yourself.
Is it?
Yeah. The way that Vaseline was founded was very similar to the La Mer story that you were telling us, whereby there was a lot of people that were drilling for the petroleum and they'd realised that if they were getting burnt or anything, they would actually put that on their skin as a soothant.
It is
that a word? A soothant? as a soothing...
It has soothing properties.
Yes, that is it.
I also sometimes sleep with Vaseline, like, on my eyebrows and eyelashes because I've heard it's good for hair growth.
It is, and so is coconut oil.
Yeah, lovely.
So either or, good moisturising.
Sometimes, though, I do love the pink rosy Vaseline, the rosy lips one.
Yeah.
And, like, my mum comes in and I've literally got that, like, all over my eyes.
Yeah, like, hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
I am cool, I promise.
I'm just growing my eyelashes, Mom.
Just watering my eyelashes.
I haven't got pink eye.
Which you do get in winter.
Oh, God, yeah. As you'll know, I have had pink... Not actual pink eye. I'm going to show.
Yes. Well, don't dig yourself a hole anymore. Anyway, Vaseline is fine, and it was the people who were working and digging all the petroleum out that found out that it was really good for burns and moisturising, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's carry on and quickly go through other things that are good. If you want to find yourself a really nice... good lip balm or lip care regime or whatever, you want to have vitamin E in it because that's super hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to have like natural oils rather than a fragrance. Like, we know that fragrance is bad, it's just a fake smell, it's super synthetic, not good for you. So you want to be getting, if say it was rose smelling like the Glossier one is, I personally really like that, and that is natural rose, it's not just a synthetic smell. So you want to be using nice natural oils and vitamins, but also SPF.
Well, 100%,
because we touched on this in the sun care episode, but obviously it's not very sunny anymore.
No,
so as a quick reminder, it's really important to use SPF on your lips as well as your face, because of a reason I'm going to explain a little bit in a minute. But your lips are, the skin on your lips is so much thinner than on your face.
Yeah.
Which leads me nicely onto the last point I'm going to make before you have a chat, Ames.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to quickly talk about how lip balm works, because I think there's a bit of confusion about it. So the skin on your lips is a lot thinner than the skin on your face, and it has no melanin in it. It's got obviously got no hair glands. Oh. It's got no oil glands. Can you imagine if you had like sweaty, hairy lips?
Hello.
I've got an armpit out my mouth.
I am Chewbacca.
So yeah, you've got no oil glands. You've got no hair glands, which obviously is pretty much a paw. But
the dreaded word.
The dreaded word. So yeah, you can't obviously produce anything that's going to protect your lips, which obviously means there's no melanin in, and your melanin is your natural body's SPF. We just use SPF on top to kind of strengthen that. So definitely get an SPF lip balm. But yeah, the way that the lip balm works is that it's quite confusing, I'm not gonna lie. You can get all these nourishing vitamins and things that are going to feel really nice, and they are going to make your lips feel a lot smoother. But the way that a lip balm actually works is it kind of provides an extra layer of skin, I want to say. So you don't have as many layers. It's a lot thinner.
Sorry, Shrek.
I'm an ogre. I'm like an onion.
What is that? You sound like someone
Shrek.
Love Island do, I can't think. You sound like Laura from Love Island.
Oh, savage.
I'm an ogre.
I'm an ogre. So back to the point, Amy. Your lips are thin, and I've said that a million times now. I'm getting really annoying. The lip balm actually just provides as a barrier to stop moisture from leaving your lips rather than putting moisture in.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. So I thought you were kind of adding the moisture in, but actually you're not. You're preventing the moisture from leaving your lips. You're creating a barrier rather than a treatment.
That's really interesting.
It is, isn't it?
I did not know that.
I know.
I thought your lips absorbed the moisture like your skin does, but obviously, like you've said, it's very different.
I think it does, in sense, if you put vitamins on your lips, it's not going to be bad for you. Your skin is going to be thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you still got all your collagen and everything and your elastin underneath your lips. You just don't have as many layers above that.
Yeah.
So your collagen and your elastin is under there, but it's kind of closer to the surface.
Right.
So obviously, you want to make sure that collagen is super healthy, and I imagine the vitamins feed that quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
You're just growing the collagen.
So I'm going to touch upon things that you can do day to day, which are going to keep your lips nice, plump, and healthy.
Mm-mm, sounds
so
good.
Mm, I think the first thing...
You thirsty bitch.
The first thing to touch upon, and maybe the most obvious, is just to keep yourself hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to touch upon fillers later on, but every time I used to go and see my practitioner, she'd be like, are you drinking water? Oh, I can tell you've drank a lot, like, recently. Your lips are looking plump. And I'd literally sit there like, okay.
The word plump is, like, one of my favourite and least favourite words.
Plump.
Like, I like the sound, like, plump.
But I can't do that.
The actual word just makes me feel weird. And it reminds me of that song, I like them big, I like them plumpy. Plump, I like them round.
Sure. Oh.
Have you not heard that from Madagascar?
No. Oh, no.
I like them big.
Shut up.
I like them plumpy.
People could
plump
see you now.
Plumpy, actually walking into to get your lips done.
I want them big. I want them plumpy.
Plumpy.
Right, let me carry on, okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, so...
By the way, if anybody loves Jesus. That film, they're going to have this really funny image in their head now of some hippos singing that song, so carry on.
Thanks, Charles. So yeah, stay hydrated. I read this quote before, which, you know, it's kind of just sums it up in one. So you've got to think of your lips as a sponge.
Yum.
Yum. When exposed to moisture, they absorb water and plump up. But when dehydrated, they dry out and shrink.
Ew.
So yeah, that happens.
To be fair, if I've been on a night drinking, like, obviously, if you haven't listened to our other episode, it's boozing. Super dehydrating. Like, when I wake up, I'm like,
yeah. Like, kind of speak to a manager person with all, like, really thin lips, like, hello. Like, so many lines because they smoke because they're so stressed out of me. Which leads me on to my next point. Smoking's also really bad.
Yeah, it is.
Because your lips are constantly like a little ball. Yeah.
Nice image.
Trying to keep the cigarette in your mouth. So you're just literally going to get wrinkles.
We're both sat here like,
So yeah, smoking's bad because you'll develop the lines, and it also kind of dulls your complexion. Like, anything yeah, just... that's not good for your skin is not going to be good for your lips either.
And
like...
by the way, you fucking stink and all.
All right. Maybe there's people out there who want to quit, but they're finding it hard, and you're being nasty.
This podcast is not sponsored by Nicorette.
Another point is the same, like, we've spoken about. You know, like I've just mentioned, things that are going to be good for you, your skin, obviously going to be good for your lips. So staying hydrated, eating good food that contain lots of vitamins, getting your greens in.
That broccoli's making you plumpy.
Oh, yeah. There's one thing about caffeine as well. Caffeine's really dehydrating. Yep. So maybe watch how much you have of that.
I have a handy phrase for caffeine.
Go on.
Hydrate before you caffeinate. It's a really good way to make sure you have the water in there before you have caffeine that's going to get rid of all of it.
Fair enough. Thank you for that, Charles. So the one reason that SPF is absolutely vital for people like me who have had fillers, more so on the sunbed, when I used to go on, my practitioner used to always tell me to wear an SPF because the sun rays, I mean, it doesn't really matter sunbed or not, but she, mm-hmm. I used to go on the sunbed quite a lot. So she used to say to me, like, make sure you're wearing an SPF because the sun rays will break down the collagen in your lip.
Yeah, it does. Like, and that's what the UVA rays do.
And it will literally just, there'll be no point in you paying all that money to have them injected. So there's no point.
And like we said in the Winter is Coming episode, if you, even in winter, we briefly mentioned it on our Instagram recently too, even in winter when the sun is out on those lovely autumn days where there's no clouds, you need your SPF then because you're in full view of the sun.
Yeah.
But also, clouds don't actually filter all of the UVA and UVB rays away, so you can still burn, and you can still, obviously, if you've got loads of, if you're not wearing SPF, basically, you're still going to get wrinkly on a cloudy day.
What we're trying to say is SPF all year round. Yeah, doesn't matter what the weather is.
Every day.
Stop.
I get really
so
passionate
aggressive.
About this.
Another thing is to exfoliate, and you could do this with sugar scrub from Lush. Mm-hmm. I used to have the little candy floss one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Or if you don't want to go in and spend your money, a good way of exfoliating gently is you've got your Vaseline, shove it on your lips, and it's just a clean toothbrush, just circular motions, scrubbing it a little bit, it'll just get all the dead skin cells off your lips and
I
just
like
make
that.
Them nice and glassy.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, they're all my tips on how to just take care of them day to day.
So Ames, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, mm-hmm. I said that we would be speaking about fillers mm-hmm. because you've had fillers in your lips.
Mm-hmm.
And for Pete, can you like give a bit of advice for people who are thinking about getting them done or who have just had them done maybe and they're a bit like, well, I don't need to do anything different.
Yeah, of course. I've been getting mine done for about 4 or 5 years now, mm-hmm. but not regularly, probably about once a year, and I only ever have 0.5 mil at a time because I don't want them to look like stuffed sausages. I just don't like my whole thing with lip fillers was I never ever ever want my grandparents to know I've had them done because they would probably kill me.
Should we put a warning on this?
My granddad doesn't even know what a podcast is. I think we'll be all right. But yeah, so I never wanted them to notice, so I've always had it done really subtly, and I think that's the best way to go about it anyway, because obviously you can top up your lips as much as you like, but then if you hate it, getting the product removed, I've heard it's 10 times more painful you can always top it up gradually. That's mm-hmm. what I'd recommend. I'd also recommend research mm-hmm. so much into where you want to go, and then discuss with your chosen practitioner what filler is best for you.
Yeah.
Because there is so many, so many that all give different desired looks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some that are harder, more, you know, the ones that poke out from the side, there's some that make your lips soft. So there's just so many different types. So make sure you're researching for what practitioner you want to use. I would also recommend going for 0.5 mil for the first time. Mm-hmm. They suggest going for a full mil.
Oh.
But I don't know how I'd feel, because obviously it's such a big thing anyway.
Yeah, if you've never had it done before, you don't want to go from zero to hero.
You're having all this product stuffed in your lip. They recommend 1 mil to see full volume, and you know, to see the full effects.
Yeah.
But when you wake up the next morning and your lips are 10 times the size because they're swelling, like...
Yeah, it's... like, what do you do when they're all, like, bruised? Because I've seen so many awful pictures of people.
Oh, God, when I first got mine done... I had like 1/2 of my top lip was purple. It had I'm not even joking, I had a massive blood blister like in my lip. I rang them up and I was like, is this normal? They were like, yeah, we've probably just hit a blood vessel, like, don't worry, if it doesn't go down in the next few days, like, come back.
Yeah,
but it went down. I literally had to tell my grandparents that I punched myself in my sleep.
That is the worst excuse I've ever heard. You could have said that you'd open the door on your face or something.
Well, I didn't know what to say.
Sorry, Granddad. I actually punched myself in the face.
I was having a dream that I knew this girl called Charlie and she was so fucking annoying. But no,
that is the stupidest excuse I've ever
heard. I was young and naive. Remember, it's been about 5 years. Yeah, and I had to wear, like, this matte, really dark lipstick to try and cover it. They knew. Oh, I think they knew. But anyway, yeah.
So that's actually a tip. Like, don't go and get your lips done, like, before you go to the races or before your birthday or something, because you're going to look a bit of a chuff.
And if you're going to get them done, maybe leave it a week or two in advance, because they do say it swells so... Well, I mean, I know they swell so much. And then they'll go down and they'll be, like, a nice little plump shape.
But... Plumpy.
Sure. But yeah, so, ice packs and ice ollies, I would literally just sit there. And it's kind of nice as well, like, the feel of the ice pack on your lips. It's quite nice.
That sounds horrible.
The procedure itself, depending on what filler you have, they're either collagen-based or hyaluronic acid-based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to be one of the two. In the UK, I think they're mainly hyaluronic acid-based.
I actually know a little bit about that.
Oh, do you want to tell you? Enlighten me.
So, you know when, like, a baby's... I saw a really funny meme recently. It could have been you that sent it to me, to be fair. And it was like, I hate it when, like, you look at a baby and they've got perfect skin. Like, they don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. They don't have to look nice. They just
where are you going, Neil?
Shit.
To the playground. My friend sent it to me.
Yeah. Then I was like, I kind of know a little bit about hyaluronic acid anyway, but I'm just going to quickly have a look into it. And basically, that is what your body naturally produces. And as you grow older... it's what keeps you looking young and plumpy and nice, like your skin everywhere, not just on your face and your lips. But it keeps your skin, like, voluptuous and healthy looking. And as you get older, your body can't produce as much of it.
Mm.
So that's why they use that product in fillers, because it's not just lip fillers, they use it in all your other cheek fillers and stuff. So yeah, that was just my little tip, hint, piece of knowledge.
But yeah, the whole procedure's fine. Like, I've given you my recommendations. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any questions that they want to ask, I'm more than happy, because I'd say I do know quite a lot about the procedure. Mm-hmm. So in all the times I've had it done, I've been to two different practitioners, so I know, you know, a little bit about different ways people do it, different consultations. If anybody's hesitant about ever wanting to get them done, a bit scared, just give me a message.
Oh, just you're
make,
so kind.
I know. Just make... Follow us. Just make sure you do your research on where you want to go. I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And the best way to actually get in touch, by the way, is Instagram. So it's at birthday.skin, and then just drop us a slide into our DMs, babes, and you can ask all you want.
Yeah.
Shall we quickly do some recommendations of products?
Of course,
for lip balms. Because I know that, like, lip care, we've mostly spoken about lip balms, but there isn't a great deal you can do to look after your lips other than keeping them nice and protected from the elements.
Yeah.
So, which is, that's why we kind of took this angle, FYI. But we did realise that, like, your, like, when I was researching, it's, you, the skin on your lips is so thin, like, you really do need to put an SPF on that, because it's so, there's no melanin. There is nothing in there. Like, your skin has your has melanin, which is your natural SPF. I know I said it earlier. But if you don't have any of that, then it means that you are completely open to UVA and UVB rays at all times. So it's actually
stuff.
Yeah, it's actually really common to get melanoma on your lips, which is the beginning of skin cancer, which I don't want to scare people, but, like, you have to be aware of that. Like, this podcast is to try and educate you and make skincare as simple as possible. And yeah, so we've basically only selected lip balms with SPF, haven't we?
Yeah, because I think that's a good angle to look at.
Yeah. I mean, when you put your SPF on in the morning, you could run it over your lips, but it's probably not going to feel as nice as if you actually just had a lip balm with SPF in
and
it.
And plus, you're always going to want to reapply anyway. Like...
Yeah, exactly. So, let's get into it. What are you going to recommend first? Actually, we should probably say, these aren't cheap lip balms.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but you know what? We've said the Vaseline's fine, but it's just not got any SPF in it. So just be aware of that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself. But we realised that the SPF lip balms were more expensive because they usually have a lot more vitamins in them. They've got SPF in them, and they usually just use natural things like nut butters and avocado oil and things like that rather than, like, chemicals. So they use natural ingredients, which obviously is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So bear that in mind. It is going to be an investment. And if you always lose lip balms, like I always do, we saw a really handy hack on the Glossier Twitter and Instagram the other day, didn't we? And it was just, like, puncturing a hole, if you can, in the top of the lip balm. So then you can thread it through your keyring, and then you've always got it.
I love that so much.
I did it immediately, and it is really helpful.
Mm.
But also, obviously, if it's an SPF that's kind of got a click lid, just keep it in your purse, because the chances are you're going to be going out with your purse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice on that. But let's get into it. Let's give you our recommendations. FYI, they're not cheap, so don't judge us. We're not made of money.
We have found a few under £10.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot when it comes to lip care. But you've got to think, obviously, you're spending so much money on skincare, your lips part your face, like, you know, you want your lips to be nice, supple, plump, and like Charlie's groaned on about, you know, the skin is thin. If you're gonna spend loads of money on your face, you might as well spend loads of money on the whole thing. Like,
yeah, and your lips, when they've got no melanin in them. So, you've
got no melanin. So I found one that's £6. That's not that bad.
I would pay £6 for an SPF.
It's not that bad. It's more of a lip balm, so it's one of them where you twist it up, you know, like the Nivea ones.
Yeah.
But it's not Nivea. It's the Ultra Sun Ultra Lip. It's 50 millilitres, like I've said, it's £6. You can buy it from, I'm looking at it, an M&S.
Mm-hmm.
It's got really good reviews, and it is SPF 30.
That's really good.
Mm.
That is really good. To be fair, I haven't tried that one,
neither
I can't say that it is. Well, it's not going to come out white, and you're not going to be able to mix it in with your lips.
Well, I'm reading a review that says it's apparently a really nice base for lipstick.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, you put your SPF on and then your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting a primer out of this as well.
Oh, fantastic! I like the sound of that.
Mm.
While we're talking about cheap ones, I have the Carmex SPF 15 in mint. which personally I love. However, if you've got sensitive skin, don't get the mint one, just get the normal Carmex SPF. So while we're talking about the cheap under £10 ones, I'll stick with that. And I actually found it really hard to find any that were under £5, but I found one.
Yay!
And I wanted to jump for joy when I found it. And it is by Burt's Bees, and it's their all-weather SPF 15, and that is £4. And I'm pretty sure that was on the Waitrose website, so that's pretty bougie. You could probably get it cheaper elsewhere. But it's ticking all the boxes.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Burt's Bees. Never used them personally.
Yeah, they are quite good. It's obviously all natural, so as I was about to say, like, I read the ingredients, and there's really hardly any chemicals in there.
Mm.
The chemicals that they do use are probably the ones that kind of are the SPF protector.
Yeah.
So I recommend that one.
Fab.
Shall we go to the bougie shit now?
So I found a bougie Kiehl's, and you guys know that we love Kiehl's.
Yeah.
Love Kiehl's. Yeah.
I love me some Kiehl's.
It's a butter stick lip treatment SPF 25.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's got quite high SPF in it, just like the Ultra Sun one.
Yeah, and it comes in different colours.
So you can get this in untinted, you can get it in, like, rose, you can get it in, like, natural nude. And it'll just give you a nice little gloss. And this is also one that you, like, twist up and down.
Okay,
so it's like,
yeah,
like a chapstick.
It's a chapstick.
Where's the chapstick? However, that is £19.50. But,
So I looked at the ingredients of that one, and it's all super safe. There wasn't anything in it to be concerned about, like I said at the start of the episode. But, like, I'm obsessed with skincare. We both know that. That's why we have this podcast. But even I would be like, 20 quid on a lip balm.
It does say that it lasts up to 12 hours.
I don't give a shit how long it lasts. It's 20 quid for a tiny little tub of, well, a tiny little stick of beeswax
Charles,
and nice
you
things.
You forget that we're trying to make people want SPF.
Yeah, I know, but I just told someone there was one for £4 and this one's 20 quid. But I do love Kiehl's. I understand, like, if you don't want to have that budget, there are the alternatives. But if you have got £20 to spend on a lip balm, I would highly recommend that, because I have to admit, I've used Kiehl's's other lip balm, which doesn't have SPF in it, and that's like £9.
Mm.
And I was a bit like, oh, that's pricey, but I know that it's good, but it doesn't have SPF. So I imagine that this is just as good. If not better, which it is, because it's got SPF in it, and I love SPF.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to stop talking about this all night.
I know. On to the next.
Yep.
So I found another lip balm. Well, it's not really, it's like a lip salve more than a lip balm, and it comes in a little tube with a pointy end and
Ooh.
Looks quite profesh, really, and there's like a picture of a chemical compound on the front of it. But it's by a company called Base, and it's £7.50, so
not
under £10.
Bad, yeah,
not bad. I've looked at all of the ingredients, and there is alcohol in it. However, it's cetyl alcohol. Now, we'll speak about this in a different episode, and I'll list them on the blog post for this episode. But that's an alcohol that you don't really need to be completely concerned about. It's not a super harsh one.
Ooh, how refreshing.
But again, if you are super sensitive, just avoid this one. But yeah, this one has your SPF 15 in it, and it's just really nice.
It does look nice, yeah.
It also says here that if you are suffering from the effects of cold sores, then this one's really good for you. So, yeah.
It does look really nice. I really like the packaging of that.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I like how it looks like it's going to be more of a cream as well, rather than the other ones we've touched upon are, you know, like chapsticky type ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's it.
They're not. I mean, they are, but I feel like because you're having to rub it on, it might not be as moisturising. Like, maybe it's just, you know, a placebo effect, because I know I'm not rubbing a cream and I'm rubbing like a balm on.
Mm-hmm.
I do like patting a little cream into my lips.
Yeah. We found some really, really expensive lip balms, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
Like, didn't one come for like 50?
Who's going to pay? I mean, we bang on about it, but 50 quid.
I know. I mean, I would love to have £50 spent on lip balm.
Imagine having the budget, be like, oh, I need a little lip balm. 50 quid, sure.
Not think about it. I mean, people that listen to this might have that budget, and they might have it and rave about it. So, good on them.
Send us some.
Yeah, yeah. Can you send it? If you've got any left, can we have it?
Can we have your used lip balm?
But they do have really good reviews. So it's the Creme de la Mer one and the Sisley one. And I really want to try Sisley products, but they are pricey.
Well, Christmas is coming up, Charles. Get Joe on it.
Hee hee.
I'll
Yeah, Joe, I don't want to spend £50 on the lip balm, but you can.
You can buy me this
There's
stuff.
My whole Christmas present. So, yeah, I mean, you've got your £4, your £5, your £50.
Mm.
So I hope that you've learnt something from this episode,
mm-hmm.
In terms of looking after your lips. The ones at the top of your body.
Shut up.
And yeah, if you've got any questions, then please get in touch, because I know we've said a lot of confusing words. So in the blog post for this episode, as we always do, on our website, birthdayskin.co.uk, I write a blog post with links to every product we've spoken about so that you can go and shop for them and buy them online super easy. But I'll also list all of the ingredients I said to avoid and what not to avoid, because they're bloody confusing.
Mm.
And I don't want it to be confusing for you, so...
No.
I'm going to make it easy.
Oh, you're such a gem.
Yeah. And also, I feel like we're quite a few episodes in now, Ames. Shall we just quickly say thanks to everybody who's subscribed and reviewed? Because it's gone up so much recently.
I know.
And
I
followed
love it.
Us.
It's lovely. It's really it's nice, so nice to see.
And we've had so many nice things. People just saying, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with birthday skin. We're obsessed with you too.
Oh, I love you guys. You keep me young.
You guys keep me so young. So yeah, if you don't follow us already, we kind of just work off Instagram, don't we? Not Twitter or Facebook. So it's at birthday.skin and our website is birthdayskinit.co.uk.
Love it.
I guess I'll see you next time, Amy Wall.
I'll see you later, Charlie Perry.
Bye.
Bye.